Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joining us right now from CBS Sports, courtesy of the Window Nation Guest Hotline, he is Evan Washburn. What's going on, Evan?
Hey, good to be with you guys. How are we doing?
Well, man. Thanks for your time on this Thursday morning. You spent a lot of time in this facility here, one winning drive before going on to CBS, and you still spent some time there as well. Have you been able to put your finger on what's going on with the Baltimore Ravens at 1-5, or is it simply just injuries? And I asked that question this way because before Lamar went out, they were 1-3.
Yeah, it's an interesting perspective and question. I look at it this way. Yes, the injuries are probably top among the list of explanations. I think everyone's scared, especially players and coaches, to feel like they're giving excuses. But I always say there's an explanation for why things are happening, and I think largely availability would be at the top of the list for why they're 1-5. But I also do think there's a weight that comes with what this team has been through for the last few years, largely positive in the sense that they've been a game or two games away from a Super Bowl, and that's the eventual goal for all these teams. And that weight can be exhausting going into a season. And I think the fact that they had that close loss in Buffalo in week one is frustrating. And then it compounds with the injuries as they start to pile up and then the schedule they face. So I think it's a number of factors that explain why they're there, largely injuries. But I do think the competitive stamina necessary to be one of these top teams, which they've been the last few years, is under-described, discussed, especially from those of us that do what we do, how challenging that is. And I think that's where Baltimore finds themselves right now.
Evan, you've seen this team quite a bit, and you know what type of players are here and their capabilities of stringing together wins. Do you think they can still make a push to the playoffs with the caveat of staying healthy the rest of the way?
Of course. I mean, I think it's a possibility. I would say it's becoming more and more of a long shot just based off of the metrics and what's necessary. And I think now more than ever, it's harder. I don't like playing the schedule game because I saw the Browns beat the Packers a few weeks ago. I mean, I guess I saw it in a highlight. I wasn't doing the game, but like that happened. So as much as the schedule does line up, if this team's healthy for optimal opponents, just weird things happen in the NFL. That's why we love it so much. So to think they're just going to run roughshod once they get Lamar and everybody back, I think is a bit naive. But the magic number is still attainable, which is in that 10-9 range, especially with the North being down.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joining us right now from CBS Sports is Evan Washburn. Evan, this defense, Ravens offense scored 40 in the first game. They gave up 41. Had a close game against Detroit that got out of hand in the fourth quarter. They gave up 38. Hasn't been very good this year. Much of the same personnel. Again, when you look back on this thing, is it a matter of coaching, players, or a combination of both?
Well, this is where, like, I think it's fair to say it's a little outside my depth. I don't know how you guys feel. I don't tour over the All-22. I didn't play at that level. But to me, something's not adding up, because you're right. You have a bunch of really talented players. You have coaches that I imagine are highly qualified, know the right scheme, but something isn't clicking. So it's kind of hard to put your finger on it. I always go back to, somebody lent perspective to it. If you can't play fast and not be thinking about what you're supposed to be doing at this league, but really any level outside of probably Pee Wee football, you're going to be in trouble. So that would be my layman's perspective of, like, maybe it's a fact of, you know, at times there's too much they're working through to try and feel like they're doing everything perfect, rather than just, hey, if we're going to make a mistake, let's all make the same mistake and make it 100 miles an hour. But again, that's kind of me trying to guess at something that's just outside my depth. Because you're right, on paper, it all lines up. Outside of, look, the pass rush thing is real. You lose Nnamdi Matabike pushing that pocket, and you're not able to, I guess, scheme up as much of the pass rush, which they've done in years past. And Kyle's been great, and I guess he's got to continue to be great if they're going to kind of turn this thing around in terms of getting after the passer.
Hey, Evan, let me go to the other team, because I'm finally happy to see that. I think the Bears have a really good coach. I like what I've seen from Caleb Williams taking a step forward. It looks like Rome's become a number one.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot of good things there. Are they just a little bit ahead of schedule? We had somebody on from Chicago, and they were saying, yeah, they're probably not a playoff team this year, but it finally feels like they're moving in the right direction.
What's interesting to me, Jeremy, is they're 4-2 in the exact same spot they were a year ago at 4-2, and actually going to play a team in the DMV. Last year it was D.C., and they had that Hail Mary. But it does feel a lot different, and I think part of that is, yes, Ben Johnson coming in, and the energy is different, but the offense is still a major work in progress. But they don't seem satisfied and kind of living on their record, which I think most teams, especially kind of as they're building, can get caught up in the, hey, we're 4-2, we're in the playoff conversation as early as it is. We haven't had our conversations with them face to face, but, you know, just consuming all the coverage and listening to their pressers and interviews, they recognize they're not that good despite their record and winning four straight. Their defense is awesome, so that's real. I think the offense is still something that is maybe a ways away from being where Ben Johnson wants it to be, and that's what makes Sunday's game so fascinating on so many levels.
Evan Washburn joins us, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Evan, you said it's not as simple as Lamar coming back and everything going right. However, what are the chances you think this team getting back in it with a healthy Lamar?
I think the chances are good. I think that it helps to have an all-time player. If he can play at the level and feel as comfortable as he needs to feel to do the things he does. Because it's interesting, he's become such a kind of complete quarterback where he can be a pocket passer. But it struck me in the fact that he's been out this long with a hamstring, it's clear for him to be what he needs to be in terms of that superhuman, he needs to be able to have that mobility. Because I don't think they design as much runs for him as they used to, but he can still, when he needs to, cut it loose and, you know, tear off a 20, 30, 40-yard run or make a huge play. And so that aspect of his game still needs to be there really starting Sunday if he's going to go.
Hey, Evan, it's been a weird season. I don't know who you feel is the best team in football. Like, I think the best team I've seen is Detroit at home. Not that they've been terrible on the road, but they've just looked amazing at home. I feel like things are kind of, I don't want to say totally up for grabs, but I don't know that there's a dominant team in the league.
No, I would agree with you. And look, it's maybe prisoner of the moment a little bit, but I was in L.A. last week and watched the Colts play the Chargers. And I would say the best offense I've seen this year is by far the Colts. And it's like kind of not just best I've seen this year, but maybe best I've seen in the last couple of years. They are scheming dudes open where it looks like Saturday football, not Sunday football. And Jonathan Taylor, I swear, if he was playing in a bigger market and maybe had a different, you know, he has a great personality, so I think people are sleeping on that. He would be in that Saquon conversation and Derrick Henry. I mean, he's just, and he had a couple lean years where he had the injuries and the contract stuff, but yeah. Man, he's MVP for me through whatever we are, 7-8 weeks. So yeah, I would put the Colts kind of in that direction. Their defense is a little thin, especially in the back end. So I think that's what's fun right now when it comes to the league, because you're right. There's no kind of, the top tier is crowded.
Yeah, I'm loving Indiana Jones and his short round receivers that he has over there outside of Michael Pittman. I mean, that's just been one of the coolest stories this year.
Hey, fellas, before we go, I want to float this with you and maybe your audience, because I've been toying with it, kind of getting ready for our game this Sunday. Is this the biggest home game for the Baltimore Ravens since the AFC Championship game against Kansas City, when you think about all that surrounds it from where they stand and what the expectations are? And I know they hosted a playoff game a year ago against Pittsburgh.
You don't have to dial it up. Yeah. No, you don't have to dial it up. You could have just asked that question and stopped there, and my answer was yes.
Because
the whole season hangs on Sunday. If Lamar plays, if he doesn't play, if they win, you could think that you're back in it. If you're out, is your season over? Is the season over? Then you start trading off pieces. If they win, then you start bringing pieces in. Yeah, this game has so much weight on what happens after Sunday. And I don't recall having a game like that in a regular season in a long time here in Baltimore.
And on top of that, like, I don't think it's being a prisoner of the moment. These next two games, albeit the short week in Miami on Thursday,
yeah. You
have to win both of those, or I think they start trading a couple of pieces away from expiring contracts.
Yeah, I just think about it, too, from a fan's perspective, because that's always who we're speaking to, and I know you guys, too. It's if you're watching this game at home or you're going to the bank on Sunday, to me, your level of tension and nerves is what it was in being sidelines for that Kansas City game. Yeah, it's a different level of, you know, hopeful joy from a win. You're not going to get that, you know, relief of we're going to a Super Bowl if we win. But if Lamar's back and they win in any form or fashion, I do think there's a sense of, okay, now we're heading in the proper direction, and the alternative would not be that. So I needed to check in with the guys that are living and breathing this thing every day before I kind of float that to the crew when we all get together here in a couple of days.
Hey, Evan, thanks a lot. Always enjoy having you on, my friend.
Evan,
see you
stuff.
Sunday.
Yep.
Yeah, see ya.
About 410-583.
He's great, man.
1057 is the number.
Fantastic hair.
Great.
None of us have
great
that.
To see him, like, the way you saw him grow up a little bit
in
his business, you know?
He's just really good at what he does.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.